I'm just so excited. I've been anticipating what the Lord is going to do all week, all day especially. And I just believe that the Lord has put something on my heart that, I don't believe we should come into the church and expect to walk out the same, right? We're not going through motions. You know, we didn't come to hear from me. We didn't come to get a great word from a great preacher. I hope not, because that's not what it's about. It's about having an encounter with Jesus Christ and getting something and not leaving this place the same. And it's not based on how good the preacher does, right? Oh my gosh, I hope the worship team is good, because that means it helps me get into the presence. And I hope the preacher does a good job, because that means I can just get a word and go home. And maybe some of you are new to church and these are all like really churchy words, and you just came because you heard about this Jesus guy and what's up, you want to see what's going on. Well, you're in the right place tonight, because Jesus is in this place. And where Jesus is, we are free. Where Jesus is, there is healing. Where Jesus is, there's restoration. And I believe if you guys are ready to receive, before you leave this place tonight, you guys are going to leave with a fresh word, a fresh encouragement, a fresh way to hold, something to hold on to tangibly, that you can go and your lives will never have to be the same. Again, you might have come happy, cheery, everything's going great for you, great week. You can still leave even better, right? There's no, everything's all good, I'm all good, everything's straight. No. God is that good. He is exceedingly, abundantly great, right? It's not just, he gets you to cloud nine, and then, no, God takes us above. And so tonight, I want us to open our Bibles, and I just want to share a quick message. I'm not going to talk very long. I just want to share a quick message. But we're going to go in our Bibles from John chapter 10. John chapter 10, starting in verse 1. I'm going to read out of the NLT, so we'll go ahead and put it up on the screen. I tell you the truth. This is Jesus talking. This is Jesus talking, talking about being the shepherd. I tell you the truth. Anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name. That's you. That's me. By name, and leads them out. After he gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. Let's go before the Lord in prayer tonight. Heavenly Father, we just come before you. We're grateful to be in your house tonight. We are grateful to have the opportunity to hear your word, to have an encounter, a meetup with you that will forever change us. Father God, I just pray, Lord, that you would use me as a vessel tonight. Let me only speak what you would have me to speak. Jesus, I pray for each individual, for each open heart, for each open eye, and each open ear, for them to receive what you would have them to receive, Father God. And we know it'll be just what they need. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Like I said, I'm not going to talk long, because I believe, you know, we're going to look into the Word of God, and I believe God is going to speak to you. But at the end of the service, I want to pray, and I believe that God is going to have a specific word for us that we can take a hold of. Like I said, I just such an urging that there will be something tangible for us to take home tonight. So for us to take on hold of something that, man, that's exactly what I needed, or that's exactly the seed that I needed to plant into what I believe you have to have a humble heart to receive. So if you're going to take notes, which I recommend, that I have a title for us, a working title. It's called White Noise Versus His Voice. White Noise Versus His Voice. And we'll unpack that in a little bit. But, you know, this is not just another message on hearing the voice of God or hearing the Holy Spirit, which I believe in and of themselves are awesome, awesome messages. But in preparation, where I believe the Lord was taking us tonight is more specifically talking about his voice, yes, but also discerning and separating it from other voices that we hear. You know, I love Shift. I believe that this is a radical group of young people that loves Jesus. That, you know, that you guys, a lot of you come to Shift and to Sunday morning and to Sunday night and to Wednesday, and you listen to podcasts and you read your word, and you guys are reading Christian blogs and just trying to live this life, head out for Jesus, right? I believe that about this group. We have an awesome group of young adults that are doing amazing things, that God has placed gifts inside of you that you guys are using to build the kingdom. And I'm excited for each and every one of your future. So with that thought in mind, though, I still find that as young adults, we have Jesus' word. We understand what God is saying to us. But at the same time, there's still other things that are good, but it can kind of get mixed up with what God is saying. You know, Bill Johnson said this: the challenge with our faith is not our inability to hear God's voice. The challenge with our faith is our willingness to hear other voices. I thought that was so good. I'll read it one more time. The challenge with our faith is not our inability to hear God's voice. The challenge is with our faith is our willingness to hear so many other voices. So tonight, as we unpack what the Word of God is saying for us, I want us to understand and keep in mind that there's a, like I said, it's a great time to be alive. There's so many good things out there. Well, in talking about white noise, let me read you the definition of what exactly white noise is. Okay, also called white sound, it's a steady, unvarying, unobtrusive sound. An example would be an electronically produced drone or the sound of rain. These are used to mask or obliterate unwanted sounds. Unwanted sounds. So white noise in and of itself is not bad, right? I'll give you, Pastor Paul was sharing a story. Pastor Paul is our La Roca pastor over our Spanish ministry, and he's originally from the Dominican Republic. Actually, he's from the capital of the Dominican Republic, which is Santo Domingo, which he said is about a little bit over 2 million people. So it's a metropolitan city, a big, busy city, and just like you would imagine in a city, a lot of noise, a lot of horn honking, a lot of motorcycles, just city streets, a lot of noise, right? Well, he was sharing with us a story about his first nights here in the States, and he was living in the suburbs, a little bit more quiet, right? And he was having challenge actually going to sleep. He needed some sound. He was used to horns honking and all these noises, right? All these city sounds. And just the sound of silence was like, oh my gosh. So what he needed was that white noise that would have kind of given him some peace. So he had to get like some music that was like, you know, loud noise that would do that. I know my wife and I, we use a fan in our room, and when the fan's not on, it's almost like, why is it so quiet? What's going on? You get that sound of the fan. Anyone else do that with the fan or need to have some kind of noise when you're falling asleep just to kind of help you get that white noise? Well, as Christians, we can do that. We can have, like I said, we can listen to podcasts. We can have these other voices in our mindset, what we're letting into us. And like I said, by themselves, they're not bad. I'll give you an example. I was driving in just this morning into church. And I was listening, I have audiobooks, and I have all these Christian books that are just, I mean, they help build my faith, they help encourage me, they teach me about leadership or various things, how to love my, just different audiobooks that I have, right? And so here I am on the way to church listening to an audiobook, it's just blessing me, talking about Jesus, and I just feel this prompting in my spirit, like, turn it off, I want to talk to you. What do you mean, God? I am listening to you, right? Because we know that God uses men and women. Right? As we're listening to podcast, God uses men and women to speak to us, speak to our spirit. And so he's like, oh, what do you mean? I'm hearing from you through this book. It's like, no, I want to talk to you directly. I have something I want to say. And I kind of struggled. I was like, all right, I'm going to turn off the music. And I just started praying. Then I just like, wait, I'm just going to be quiet now. Just be quiet. And just let God speak to you. I finally shut it off. And I just shut up too. Just like, all right, God, let me hear what you're saying. But oftentimes we have so much of this white noise behind us, right? We almost crave the sound of something, right? We crave the sound of something. I mean, just because we need to be encouraged, or because we need to learn, or we're in that information age where if we're not getting information, it's like, I'm getting dumber. Oh my gosh, I better listen to something, right? Is a fear of ours almost? But the thing is. Just because something sounds good doesn't mean it's God, right? Just because something is good doesn't mean it's God. And it doesn't mean it's what God is sharing for you, to you at the moment. See, because like I said, I believe we hear from the Lord. We've heard a lot of messages on how to hear from God, how to hear what he's saying, whether it's through his word or whether it's, you know, something he's speaking to you. By the way, He never contradicts himself from his word. So this is what we know. So when he speaks to you, his word is only putting into action what the words on these pages say. So let's not ever get confused with the words someone might give us or what we feel like the Lord is saying from. If we ever feel like the Lord is telling us something contrary from this book, then we're hearing wrong. Is that okay? That's a free one. This is a little bit off topic, but then we need to kind of realign ourselves, because if it's not in this word, then we're missing something, right? Because the thing is, faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing by what? So if our devotion is not centered on the word of God, then we're going to have some challenges in our faith. We're going to find ourselves lacking at times, right? Because we're just waiting for that next podcast or that next whatever it might be, that message from a pastor. But if our devotion is not centered in the word of God, then what happens is we're looking for something else outside of the word of God. And we need to make sure that we're plugging into what he is saying. That's why I love that verse of the day, right? I mean, cool thing now that they have that, how many days you've been on it, right? Like, I was like, oh, that encourages me. Like, I got to get that number going up. I can't miss a day because I think I'm on like 42 or 43 now. I'm like, yeah, man, 43, it's going to go up, going to go up, going to go up. Like, every day I want to at least get my verse of the day and get on a reading plan and see what the Lord is speaking to me through his word. On top of podcasts and messages and books, great thing. I'm not saying anything against those things, but I can't get so inundated with that I don't hear the word of God, because this is how he's speaking to me today. This is how he's going to speak to me tomorrow. This is how he's going to speak to us for generations to come. Amen. You know, in John chapter 10, verse number 27, I recommend you get home tonight or sometime. You read this whole chapter of John. Chapter 10, he's just talking about Jesus as the shepherd of our lives, like that song we heard today. But my sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. As Christians, if you are a born-again believer in here tonight, then you are a sheep, and Jesus is the good shepherd. That means what it's saying here is he knows us. He knows you by name. He knows what's going on. He knows the situation, and as sheep, we follow him. It's just like it kind of boggles our faith sometimes, because we're like, wait, so he knows us, but I'm still here. But we're never out of reach of God's hand. Does that make sense? We're never too far from him. What kind of shepherd would he be if we were ever so far from him that he cannot protect us, that he cannot be within an arm's reach? So one encouraging thing for me is to understand that, man, regardless of what my situation looks like, regardless of my predicament, regardless of my emotion or the thing that I'm feeling at the moment, God is not far away. God is not far away from me. He has not turned his back on me, and he never will. God is never confused about what's going on. He's never, I like how we say around here, never in therapy over our situation, over our mistakes, over our faults. God is in control. And we need to keep this shepherd in range, because the idea is a God thing can quickly become overtaken by a good thing, right? Matter, it's only one O, right? There's only a difference of an O. Right, you see what I did there? The God thing can quickly be a good thing, and we can switch that because of an O. But that O is like, oh, so I probably shouldn't do that, but they are Christian, right? I probably shouldn't date that guy. But they started coming to church. I probably shouldn't date that girl. I probably shouldn't go to that bar. But, oh, it is a good opportunity for me to witness. I mean, hey, I mean, I could just be the light in this dark place. Oh, the Bible says something about that. Oh, you get what I'm saying? We can quickly, because of all this white noise, because of all this noise, oh, I heard this leadership principle one time, and it said this, 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 and that, and, oh, now all of a sudden what was a God thing became a good thing for you. You get what I'm saying? And then we find ourselves getting further and further away from this, because we took something, what someone thought about this, and then it made sense from this, and then we're further and further away, and we've distanced ourselves from God. That's not God's will for us. That is hardly God's will for us. He wants us to hear from him. Why is this important? I believe this is important because what happens when we start to get away from what God is saying and just go off the wisdom and knowledge of man and the principles of man is we start to piece and we're going to find ourselves living in a customized Christianity out of convenience, a convenient Christianity that lines up with what my flesh says sounds good. We've seen it only, you guys, I'm imagining, all know someone that started coming to church and maybe they even brought you to church and then something happened in their life that kind of shook them a little bit. And it kind of got them off track for a second and then the next thing was like, oh, you know what, I don't need to go to church. Someone once said that, you know, I am the church. You know, the church is in the four walls. I am the church. So I'm just going to gather. I just put on some worship music at home. Right? And then they get away from community. They stop hanging around with other Christians. Well, I don't really need that. I heard this one guy say one time that there's this grace thing that allows me to kind of do what I want. And then next thing you know, they're kind of customizing what they want to fit them. Right? All of a sudden, their life becomes around a God that, oh, what do you want, son? What do you want me to do for you? Oh, you don't want to have to do that? Oh, you don't like that, huh? What kind of father would I be if I just let my son eat whatever he wanted, go to bed whenever he wanted? Because my son could talk you out of anything. I mean, he could tell you why, and the people laughing because they know my son. He could tell you why you should do what he says. He can, and just like that, we can convince ourselves, right? We can convince ourselves of why what we're doing is good and how it matches. Oh, I could find somewhere in the word where it says like, oh, the desires of his heart. God wants me to have the desires of my heart and my heart desires this, this, and that. Right? Or I can connect it to some kind of verse. Right? And then all of a sudden we have our customized little thing. You know, I started to think of, did you guys watch The Bodyguard? Remember like there's, The guy who was trying to kill Whitney Houston would send those letters with like a cutout T and a like a weird H, like those magazine letters. That would be our Christianity. And all of a sudden, our Bible is cut out of like weird different letters because we pasted and customized our own puzzle piece of our faith and say, this is the new Bible that I live by and I'm going to go by what feels good for me. And this is the new word and this is what is good. Ooh, it's kind of quiet tonight. I promise you, this is good for us because we don't want to let ourselves become deceived. We don't want to let ourselves be in a place where we can only follow a Jesus that lines up with what we want. And as soon as we get challenged, as soon as something frustrates us, as soon as something gets out of line with, oh man, but God is just a social justice God. Jesus was a socialist. And Jesus, you know, cared about the people. And so anything that's outside of that box, but I don't follow that Jesus. I follow the Jesus that does this. How many different Jesuses do we think there are? You know what I'm saying? We kind of get like, we think that, you know, Jesus is not, no, he's the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. He's the same yesterday, today, and he's going to be Jesus forever. Amen? And so we're following him. We're in other words, we're trying to get Jesus to follow us. Come on, Jesus, right here. This way. But the problem is he stays the same. And we're the ones walking away. But Jesus is right here. Oh, no, he's not here. And then we get off in this world and we wonder, why am I alone? Jesus left me. No, Jesus is always within arm's reach, one. But we walked away. And we don't like that term, oh, I walked away or I turned away. But God's grace, and God's grace covers, don't get me wrong. But understand the truth that says that Jesus is always the same. I can't make my cutout letter. I can't make my cutout letter Bible. I was trying to find the term. I wanted to put a Google image, but I couldn't. I tried to put like Googled creepy love note and did like an image and nothing. I couldn't find it. I don't know what those things are called. But anyways, ransom letters. Yeah, I mean, I should have Googled ransom letters. Ashley's written a few, so. Just kidding. But he wants a relationship with us. He wants to include us. We're talking about tonight hearing God's voice. Why would God want to talk? The creator of the heavens and earth. as if he doesn't have things that he could be doing. But he loves us and cares about us so much that he wants a relationship with us. He wants to include us. And so he made us as individuals with decisions, right? We have the free will to do what we want. But he also has a plan that includes himself in it. And he has a plan for you. And he says, look, I'm creating you. You can do what you want. But I have a plan for you that's amazing. I put gifts in you that are amazing. I've given you tools and resources that are amazing. And all you got to walk with me. Walk with me. I'm not going to control you. I don't want a robot, but I want relationship with you. And one of the ways that best applies, what's the best way to base a relationship is communication. Try to have a good relationship without communicating with someone. Or what happens when you start distancing yourself from someone or you talk less and less? That relationship kind of goes away. Right? It's like, oh, we're not as close as we used to be anymore. Well, I bet you stopped talking. Right? They move further away. I mean, even all of a sudden a text even got too much to do. Right? And we don't even want to text God sometimes. I can't even read the verse of the day. I'm too busy. You know, like, you get what I'm saying? And I'm not beating up on anybody. I'm not saying you have to do this and the list of things. We're not getting into works here. I'm not talking about works. I'm not talking about you have to do these, check these boxes for God to love you. But what I'm telling you is that God wants to talk to you. Let's open our ears. And you know what I'm saying? Or, hey, you hear him talking to you, but I like how it was put that, you know, so we have the voice of God, which we hear see in the Bible, that it comes as a still small voice, right? Still small voice that God gives us. But then because we have these so other voices that there's these loud things, it's not that we can't hear the still small voice, it's that the still small voice can no longer be the predominant loud thing within us. You know what I'm saying? So we have the still small voice, but because of the other thing, it's not the loudest thing within us. So because God's word is not the loudest thing, it's not the priority, it's not what controls us, it's kind of like the one of the things that we heard. So I saw this this smart guy say this about how to act in relationships. This doctor said how to act with my parents. This doctor said how to raise my kids. This psychologist is saying how to treat my friends. Oh, and then God said to do this. And then what was once the word of God is no longer the main thing that we are thinking. You get what I'm saying? It becomes a question of where we're at with what we're hearing from the word of God. Because, I mean, I talk to so many people. We're hearing the word of God. We're hearing the voice of God. And maybe you're not. And so if I could go here just down this road real quick, maybe you feel like you're not at a place where you're hearing the voice of God and you've been crying out for direction. I have a couple of thoughts, a couple of ideas that it could be. One, it could be God trying to put you, require you to get into a position to hear him. Amen. Maybe you're too boastful, or you're too proud, or you're too busy. The busyness of life is not able to you're not able to sustain yourself. So God's trying to get you to calm yourself down and get on a knee and put yourself in a position where you can hear him. Or he's already given you direction, and you've gotten so he wants to make sure that you go back through and listen to what he said. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, he already gave you the answer for that, and you're trying to ask again. I told you the answer was no, son. I tell my Andrew that all the time. I already told you the answer. You're asking me again. The answer is not going to change. And it's not even a bad thing. It's just like, I already gave you the answer. But then we get busy again, and then something comes up, and we feel like, okay. And then we, oh yeah, God, what did you say about this? What about that job? What should I do about that job? Well, like, oh, I didn't like that answer. So you go into something else, and then you try to revisit it again. You get what I'm saying? And again, we're trying to make God our convenient little God, right? We're trying to make him a little G God that we get to put in our back pocket, take out when we need Mighty Morphin power, right? Like, boom, devil. And then we put him back. We defeat the enemy. Like, wait, boom, right? Like, he's in our pocket. And it's just like, I have the power. The true power comes when he's just out in the forefront. Right? So why would we want to even go through the effort to have to take him out if I just let him go and I just walk behind him? Because he's taking out all the enemies in front of me, amen? Come on, this is a real big difference. Why should I even, the giants, I shouldn't have to face the giants. He's facing them for me. So how can we follow his voice? I believe we need to ground ourselves in him. We have to ground ourselves in him. So determine what is more, whether we understand that there is power in his word. So we have to understand that God doesn't mince his words, right? God speaks on purpose. God does not, you know, not like me. I'll throw away words like that sentence. I don't even know what I was typing. I was just, words are cheap to me. I mean, not, you get what I'm saying. Like, I can talk. I'm a talker, right? But God, though he talks and communicates to us, they're seeds. Meaning, they go forth. There is power in his word. Let's see it in the Bible. You guys remember the centurion? The centurion soldier sees Jesus walking. He's heard amazing things about this Jesus. He's going through towns, healing people left and right. The centurion soldier goes and says, Jesus, my daughter is sick and dying. Can you please heal my daughter? I know you're important. You don't even need to come lay hands. The other people, you've laid hands on them. And just say the word. Just say the word. Jesus says, she's healed. Your faith is, boom. The word went forth. There was power in that word. It was delivered, and that child was healed. There is power in the word of God. Multiplication power. Multiplication power is that when God speaks, a seed goes forth. So you ask God for something, he responds with a word, and that word is a seed. That word is a seed that can come to fruition and has power to multiply. There's someone in here tonight that you have a word, you're holding on to that seed from the Lord, and just I want you to know that it is getting ready to multiply. Let's put it in the ground and watch what God does. I don't know what that is, who that is for you. Maybe it's that relationship. Maybe it's that job. Maybe it's whether or not you're going to school. Maybe it's whether or not you need to do who knows what. But God has spoken something to you. Maybe it's an idea. And you've been curious about, what do I do with this word? Put it in the ground, because it's a seed and it has power to multiply. It's not just addition with God, it's multiplication. Meaning we can take that seed and we know. So I like how the thought that, okay, so the fruit has power to have fruit. So even your fruit. Like you have fruit, like, oh man, we love the idea of bearing fruit. But how cool is it to think that our fruit bears fruit? And the fruit bears fruit. You get what I'm saying? So the seed that comes out of that can continually go in. But oftentimes we see the word in seed form and we go, wait, this isn't what I thought it was. And we turn it away. Because we didn't want to put it in the ground. But in that seed was the answer to your prayer. In that seed was the answer that you needed, what you were believing for. You were believing for a miracle in your finances. You got a job, but it didn't look like the job that you wanted. But in that seed was your promotion, was the skills that you needed for the next season of your life. So when we get a word from the Lord, we have to understand the power that it has. And we see it all through the word. When Jesus spoke, things happened. When God spoke, the earth was created, for goodness sakes, right? Multiplication happened. That's the God that we serve. That's the power of his word. That's why when we get into this book, we have to understand, man, this thing is just full with fruit. It's just bearing fruit over and over and over. But, oh, we don't like the package. Or, oh my gosh, I'd have to get my hands dirty if I planted this seed. Why can't it just come to me as a peach? No, you have to plant the seed in the ground. Then you'll get more. See, God understands that you're going to get more than what you are asking for. That's good. We have to have a clear mind. I know we're talking about the white noise and getting all that, but we have to step back. All right, God, I'm believing for this in my life. And I'm hearing your word, but I'm also hearing all these other great resources and good things. But if we can get our mind clear, see, in Luke chapter 8, in the parable of the sower, so I think it's verse 14 or something like that, we see the seed is getting choked. And the example it's giving is the seed is getting choked by the cares of this world. And actually, that word cares means divided mind. The definition of that word cares there means divided mind. So the issues that we're having, the seeds that we have, the word that is given to us, God speaks to you, gives you a word, but then when we put it in the ground, we are wrapping it with what it says, the thorns and the cares of this world, or the divided mind, meaning I see so many other things. I'm hearing this thing here, and I'm looking at, but the world is saying it's not a good time to get into business, or school loans, so maybe I shouldn't go to school when God told you to go to school. But if I get into this, the financing on that, or this relationship, I just don't know. I've never really been in a relationship, and I'm afraid to step out. And so the cares of this world, all of a sudden our mind is divided. And a double-minded man is going to be, what? In all his ways. Unstable in all his ways. Or her ways. You get what I'm saying? So this stuff connects. So we have to have a clear mind when we go forth to hear his word. We get a word to him and let's clear our mind. All right, God, if we can just get that idea of the power behind his word. We asked for it, right? God, I'm bringing this to you. We get a response. We get an answer. All right, God. So I'm going to clear my mind and figure out how I can put this in the ground. And the Bible says it requires a humble ground, humility in the ground. So let's put it into the ground because you're going to multiply it. I can't multiply it. You're going to multiply it. But I'm going to take this seed, whether it's the form that I liked it or not, whether I wanted it to be the fruit that I wanted off the bat. I was asking for the fruit. I wasn't asking for a seed, God. Well, the reason why I gave you a seed, son, the reason why I gave you a seed, daughter, is because I know more than what you're even wanting. What do you think that verse is talking about? Abundantly more than you could ever think or imagine. Because you say that you want to be the president of your company. He wants to be the president of the USA. You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? It changes the mindset. It changes the level. Why? Tell me why. And I'm going a little bit off. Why as believers, why as Christians, why as heirs to the throne of Jesus Christ, should we have to be settled for the leftovers of this world? Are we meant to get the leftovers? And I'm not talking about just money. I'm not talking about just being powerful or having like influence. I'm talking about you. We as believers, as sons and daughters of the Most High God, are called to be in places where God could use us to the maximum capacity to help build his kingdom. And for some of that, that might mean resources, that might mean finances, that might mean position and job. But until that is happening, we are spreading the gospel. We're telling people about Jesus, and we're a living testimony for him. So what we do when we have the seed matters because people watch that. See, if you're the bickering Christian, like, oh, yeah, I prayed about it, but God's not answering. And you go to work with your non-believer friends, and you're just kind of moping around. Aren't you Christian? Wait, don't you have a God that you can, like, ask for that? Oh, so he doesn't work? Okay, then I'm not going to go after that God. Oh, but if we praise him through that seed, oh my gosh, you know what? God answered my prayers over the weekend. You know, I was praying for this job, or I was praying for this situation to open up, and he opened the door. I don't know what's going to happen, but the door is open, so I'm walking through it. I'm not talking about fake the funk. But we can praise him through our issue, right? We can praise him. I love, I don't know who said it, but that your breakthrough is at the other end of your praise. Can we take a little praise break right now? Praise him because it's at the other end. Because we can praise him and know that he's going to take care of it. Man. So we're having a clear mind. And when we have to quiet our soul. We have to quiet ourselves down. Right? It's kind of like clearing your mind. But let's quiet ourselves down. Our busy schedules. The things that happen. And if we can get alone with God and not get so concerned. If I could have the band come up. While the band's coming up, I want to worship God tonight. But the objective of what we're talking about tonight, or what I believe, you know, I know it's kind of in different places, but I believe the point of what God was sharing with me and is sharing for each and every one of you is that he is speaking. God still speaks, regardless of denominations or what you... God's voice is for today. His directive is for today. It's available for you today. And I'm not saying don't listen to podcasts. I love them. I'm not saying don't look at outside resources to build you. But let's not have that be the primary source. This is our source. If we had nothing else, we have the Word of God. And if we allow white noise to be the predominant voice in our life, then all of a sudden it can kind of become the overwhelming source. And then kind of like the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And so since the voice of God is not going to force its way in, you're going to pay attention to the loudest thing, right? And think that that's the direction of God. Because I've just been praying for a relationship, so I'm going to force this relationship to happen because I can line it up if I cut the H out of here and the cut the Y out of here, the E out of here, and the S out of this one. Boom, I have my yes. Thank you, Jesus. Right? But as we praise tonight, there are people here in this room, probably, I pray all of you, that have a desire, have something, have a question in your spirit. Something that you have, God, I don't know why this, or direction that you need. There's a void somewhere. We all have questions for God. Or we all have a need that we want met. And I believe that your answer is available to you tonight. Not because of a preacher, not because of a worship band, but because he is that good. But because his spirit is in this place. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. There's healing. There's restoration. There's your promise. There's the power of his word. And his word says his promises are yes and amen. So the promises that he has for you are yes. And he has promises all throughout his word that are just for you. So we're going to praise for a second. So if we could all stand. But in our praise, let's focus in. Let's shut out the noise. Let's shut out what might have happened before service or what we think we might be doing after service. And let's reach out for that word. Let's reach out for that seed. And let's focus. And I don't know what's going to happen, but I believe God's going to do something tonight. We're far from over. Oh, we should be over in my room. But I believe God's going to speak to us tonight. And we're going to walk out of that room with the word. And I want you to have that tenacity. I'm not leaving God until you give me a word. And I'm not saying manipulate. I'm not saying force something. I'm saying grab that word from the Lord. Even if it's something that we talked about tonight. Grab that word from the Lord and get on it. God wants to speak to you. He loves you. There's nothing wrong with your ears. He wants to speak to you. He has a promise. He has something that will encourage you. You don't have to leave here confused. Let's reach out to him tonight. Thank you. person in this room, Father God, that you have a word for them, Lord God. That you would be faithful to speak, Lord God. Your plan, your direction, your guidance. Lord God, that we don't have to leave this room the same as when we came in. So I thank you, Jesus, that you're going to continue to move, Lord God. And what you speak to each person tonight, Lord God, that they take that seed and the power behind that word and put it into the ground and watch it grow, Lord God. We know that you are faithful. We know that you are faithful. Come on, is he faithful? Do we serve a faithful God? As we wrap up tonight, just real quickly, if I could just have